Wednesday, April 14th. Can it be that the enchantment of having a day all to myself is already degenerating into just a list of chores to be done? At any rate, today was one of telephoning, planning, and scratching them off the list. Much of it spent at the Johnson City House in a prolonged telephone conversation with Lucia, who, to my great regret, is not going to come for the long weekend and the session with the volunteer ladies as we'd planned. Room by room, she described every piece of furniture. I had a secretary on hand who took it down in shorthand, and I took it down in the gist and feeling. We are to prepare a little brochure for the volunteer ladies as they take guests through. Suddenly, in about mid-conversation, it dawned on me that Lucia, who's done so much about both of these houses, has had a change of feeling. She feels that this house has ceased to be the home of her daddy, that it's not going to be memorialized as a home for him, but rather for Lyndon only. She's a very sentimental person. I respected that feeling. We both came to the decision about the same time that it would be a good idea to put a plaque up saying residence of Sam Ely Johnson, 1913-1937. That is what it is to her, and I want it in every way to bespeak the parents who lived here and who raised their family, though to the public it will just be, probably, the home of the 36th president. Lyndon is on a six-state tour of the tornado-damaged Midwest, where 285 people have been killed. The day was full of news about him, stopping in Minnesota, Indiana, here and there, viewing the devastation, promising federal aid. He and modern transportation have met most blissfully. He likes to cover six states in one day, though this particular mission is a heart-rending one. Finishing my long talk with Lucia, we took folding chairs out by the beautiful lilacs. How Mrs. Johnson would love to see them now. And I dictated to Christine Guerin a long description about house, furniture, and more important, the life that was lived there from 1913 until Lyndon grew up. Then I drove home by the Scharnhorst place, my dessert for the day. I've never seen the bluebonnets lovelier. The old stone wall behind the barn red house has a sea of bluebonnets in front of it. It extends on past the tank, across pastures, past live oaks, thick brush that's good deer country, over hills and into valleys, a sight always to remember. I had guests for dinner, Jesse, the Max Brooks, Wheezy Deeth, and Elaine Shapiro and Christine Guerin, who had been laboring over the transcription. Marietta, silvery-haired and beautiful, was full of talk about their new home. I've missed her and Max, except in big gatherings, for several years, and it was fun to have a quiet evening with them.